USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Another near-record holiday travel could be seen this Labor Day weekend, and as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports, most people will be driving.
AAA predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day weekend in the last 4 years when it comes to your gas tank. A AAA spokesperson saying, however, the spike should be temporary. But for the weekend, AAA pegs the national average for gas at least $2.85 a gallon. On Memorial Day, the price had jumped up to $2.94 a gallon. Travel experts say we could save some money, though, at the hotels because there are many good Labor Day weekend hotel promotions this year. As for the top Labor Day destinations in the U.S., Marriott International says they'll be New York City, Chicago, Orlando, and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. Currently, the Dow is down just over 50 points, and the NASDAQ is up just over 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reality Winner, the former NSA contractor who leaked a secret report on Russia's election hacking efforts to the media, was on CBS this morning via phone from the Lincoln County Jail in Georgia. Now, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison last week, which is the longest punishment ever imposed for its kind of violation. Winner was asked her thoughts on President Trump tweets last week that called her sentence so unfair.
Well, it was mid-2017, and I was the first one. However, as of Friday, you know, even our commander-in-chief, President Trump, has kind of come out and said, wait a minute, this is really unfair. There's this double standard here, and for that I can't thank him enough, because for 16 months, those words, so unfair, were actually not allowed by either myself or my team or my family to really say out in the public. So I just can't thank him enough for finally saying what everybody has been thinking for 16 months.
Winner was then asked if she believes the president feels sorry for her.
I don't like to assume anything as to what's going on in his head, but the small potatoes was a breath of fresh air. It really made me laugh. It reminded me of, you know, me and my own family. We try to make a joke out of everything. We laugh every single day, no matter how bad things get, and he really gave a whole sense of humor to the thing, because it is quite bizarre.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investor. investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Listen, I want you to heed my advice. And this has served me well over the second half of my career. Maybe not the second half. A little bit longer than that of my career. I don't trust economists. I don't trust people from think tanks. I don't trust politicians. I don't trust analysts. I don't trust investment bankers. Don't. They're not as smart as they tell you they are. I love making fun of guys like Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary. Larry Summers, smartest guy in the world. Just ask him. All these revered guys, wizards of smart, even in public policy, from Henry Kissinger, Alan Greenspan. What a bunch of screw-ups. Bill Parcells said it best when he says you are what your record says you are. And their record is horrific. I can go back to long-term capital management. Long-term capital management, this super hedge fund, made up of Nobel laureates, smartest guys, mathematicians, Nobel Prize winners, left, right, all over the place. They almost took the world economy down. And you know what? You know what? You can still see them on CNBC today, and many of them are managing money again today. Are you kidding me? Honestly, I hate to be crude here, but it's like allowing pedophiles to open up a daycare center. And that's what we do. Why am I bringing this up? Well, this past week was in the news, they talk about it, a big week for Greece. On August 20th, it was the third aid package for Greece is going to end. It end, marking the end of the country's debt crisis. No, it's not. It's not the end by any stretch of the imagination. Now, it just so happens by chance. I mean, there's certain countries, only certain places, time available. I've gone plenty of times, spent a lot of time in Greece. One of the reasons is my wife's family is from there. And she has a lot of family there. And I've been going there for a long time. And I watch. I do. I take stuff in. When I go places, I get up before everybody else. I take long walks. I observe. I talk to people. I ask them about their business. I ask them how things operate. It's how I learn. I love to travel. I love learning about different places and different things. And Greece, I found fascinating. I did. I remember going to that country when they had the drachma and it being, I'm not kidding you, dirt cheap to go. Dirt cheap to go on vacation. After the euro, things changed. And I watched. And I watched how people went out. And all of a sudden, they had access to money. And all of these other European countries, in particularly Germany, coming down there, getting them to buy cars that they can't afford, putting up stores that they didn't need, people overextending themselves. And I watched. And I said to myself, where are the new businesses here? Where's the new industry? How are you going to afford all of this? I watched the country basically bankrupt itself, trying to put on an Olympics that they couldn't afford. And I saw it. And I said, you know what? This is gonna hit a wall. And there's going to be a lot of pain. And sure enough, I was right. And Greece basically endured a depression. And they're still in it. They are. Oh, you can go there. Listen, you go there and you go on vacation and you go to the islands and you won't see it. You won't feel it. Tons of people. Tourism is doing fantastic. If you're in that industry, you're doing very, very well. But that's only part of the year. Okay? It's not hot and sunny all year round. I want everybody to understand that. It's not. It ends soon. Okay? End of August, basically, time's up. Maybe the first couple weeks of September, it's over. It gets cold. And kids left. Youth leave. They might move to London. Want to see a compare and contrast? I'm in London. London looks much like New York City in the sense that buildings are going up everywhere. Skyscrapers are going up everywhere. Residential complex is going up everywhere. Why? Because there are jobs there. We watch this unfold. We watch the remedy that the European Union basically laid out for Greece. And I said right then and there that this is not going to be good for the Greek people. This is going to be a disaster. And it has been. Why do I talk about this and why do I bring this up? Well, we're about, according to the Social Security Administration, we're about 16 years out until Social Security being done, out of money. Unless, of course, Congress decides to tax the hell out of us, which might happen. I don't know. I'm just warning everybody. I know what happens. People's pensions are cut to the bone. When you go on vacation and you go to the Greek islands, you're not seeing Greeks on vacation. You're seeing the Greeks there working, but they can't afford it. They gave up all of their personal responsibility in taking care of themselves, and they gave it up to the state. Never, ever rely upon someone else what you should be taking care of all by yourself. In particular, Social Security. Social Security was not designed. It was not intended to be a retirement plan. That's not what it was there for. Yet, hey, I got Social Security. No, that should supplement what you've saved and what you've put away. Over two decades ago, I started warning people. This is before I had the radio show. This is when I was doing guest appearances. To take in Social Security and pretend that you're not going to get it. Do yourself a favor, pretend like it doesn't exist. Don't use it as a cushion or something that you think you can rely on. Take care of yourself. You are not legally entitled to anything. There have been two Supreme Court decisions out there. Two. They can cancel Social Security tomorrow, and you would have no recourse. There is no account. You don't have an account. There's no money in any account. Now, when I talk about this stuff on the program, I scare people. Well, why are you scared? You're scared because you're not prepared. You're not prepared. And I'm going to be honest with you. okay? It's partially your fault, and it's also partially the government's fault, because the government likes it this way. They like it when you have to rely on them. When you have to rely on someone else, then what? They own you. They do. They own you. When Barack Obama came out, what was this, 2012, and came out when they were doing, there was a whole debt ceiling debate with John Boehner, and he comes out and says to, what was it, David Gregory about, well, you know, I got to be careful because of Social Security. The entire country freaked. And he wasn't telling the truth. So shut the government down. Social Security checks still go out. Medicare still gets paid. All that good stuff. But people freaked out. I watched it. Why would you want to give up your freedom, your autonomy, by relying upon someone else for your livelihood? That's what you're doing. You're relying upon the government for your livelihood. You said, that's my money. I paid into it. No, it's not. Your money's gone. You get it? You don't have an account. That's the trick. It's a pay-as-you-go system. That's not your money. That's someone else's money who's working right now. That's going out to you. Get control of it, people. And then, I don't know when they're going to make changes. I just have witnessed and I've seen what happens when those cuts come. And it's not pretty. Get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name?
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world. You got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This rhyme, this time, is one of a kind. Blowing your mind like only the Candyman can. Like a heavyweight champion. Knocking them out, another bout without a doubt.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. My heartbeat while I'm
whispering. I know. All right, welcome back, everybody. So sweet a Candyman sweet. We usually hear, I do a lot of the day's politics on my Monday through Friday program. I spend a lot of time on it. On the big weekend pro, which you're listening to, the one that's heard in over 200 stations around the country, I often wait till third hour, to get into any of this political stuff. But pushing it up this week. I have to get into this, and we need to break this down because I get a little frustrated by it. Now, new listeners here on the program, this is not Sean Hannity. I'm not. I don't carry the water for the president of the United States. I am an equal opportunity basher. Am I a conservative? Am I a libertarian guy? Yeah, I am. I am. But I have no problem going after anybody. In particular, current president. Went after him pretty hard in signing off on that omnibus spending bill. I gave the president a B- to C+ on the tax reform bill. And actually, I'm going to change my grade. I'm lowering it to a C. Because the IRS is coming out with all sorts of more rules and regulations in regards to small businesses and pass throws, and the rules stink. They do. Really, the president did not, and the tax reform, Congress did not go far enough to helping out small businesses. Not even close. They didn't. Not when it came to tax reform. Uh-uh. With that being said, this week was a zoo. A zoo. So you have Paul Manafort, and you've got Michael Cohen. Paul Manafort got all sorts of tax issues he's dealing with. I've never seemed to understand this. Pay your taxes. Pay them. I pay mine. Pay your taxes. Hey, Michael Cohen, I $4 million in income? I guess they just, I don't know how people sleep at night thinking that, you know, the auditor can come in and then just come after. Why? Just pay your taxes. Anyway. This Trump scenario, what's going on? I've given my assessment of Donald Trump, and I explain here. He wasn't my first choice. He's a Rand Paul guy from the get-go. And when it came down to, when it was the final two, when it was Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, I was back and forth between those two. And unfortunately, Ted Cruz made the mistake of deciding to turn his campaign into a damn revival. Brother Love's traveling salvation show with his trusty sidekick, Glenn Beck. And I was done. Now, the thing in common about Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Donald Trump, are they all are not popular in Washington, D.C. They're not. They're outsiders. They're not swamp dwellers. Yeah. Ted Cruz is there. Rand Paul is there, but they hate them. They hate them. They don't like those guys. They're outsiders. And I knew that we needed somebody to go in there that needed to change things. Needed to change things. So we got Donald Trump. Now, I thought Donald was going to lose. When the Access Hollywood video came out, I admit, I remember exactly where I was. I'm sitting at Byrd Stadium, the University of Maryland, watching my son play in a lacrosse tournament. In the fall, it was October, I think it was. Late October, early November. Story comes across. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Grabber and the kitty cat? Come on. Didn't surprise me. But I thought it was all but cooked at that point. But leave it to having an opponent that was just beyond pathetic and sad. Hillary Clinton, Trump moved on. Now, do I know for sure? Do I know for sure that Donald Trump screwed around with Karen McDougal and porn star Stormy Daniels? No, I don't. Does it surprise me? No. No. And I'm going to be honest with you. I try to go out and find a single Trump supporter or Trump voter. Trump voter that would be surprised if Trump screwed around with either of those women. No. No, they don't care. You understand? We knew what we were buying when we voted for him. Okay? We knew exactly what we were buying. In the same way, what, you Democrats didn't know what you were buying when you voted for Bill Clinton? I'll never forget. I mean, they used to make fun of Bill Clinton on Saturday Night Live. There were great skits. This is back in the day with Phil Hartman, the late, great Phil Hartman, playing Bill Clinton. I remember John Goodman. They did a skit with real stories of the Arkansas State Police. With Arkansas State Troopers driving Bill Clinton around, getting him out of trouble. You knew what you were getting. Everybody knows. The Kennedys? One of the movies that I watched on the way back from vacation on the plane was Chappaquiddick, which was excellent. And watching all of the people and the support that the Kennedy family had when they were there to save Ted. And what took place, it was extraordinary. But he knows what went on. He knows what went on with John, for crying out loud. Give me a break. Now everybody is saying, oh my God, this is terrible. Look at campaign. Oh my God, they paid off those women. Yeah? What did you think he was going to do? Anyway, more on this. Listen, I'm breaking this down. I'm going to lay it out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Currently, a memorial service is being held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. 24 sitting U.S. senators and 4 former senators are at that service, including Congressman Ben Sasse.
We'd fight about policy, but the thing that was awesome about John McCain is a guy who's been enslaved, imprisoned for 5.5 years, he didn't have any patience for small stuff. Time was too short.
A tiny pressure leak was detected aboard the International Space Station Wednesday evening, and the crew is conducting repair work today. NASA indicated the leak is occurring on the Russian segment of the station and was detected by both controllers in Houston and Moscow while the astronauts slept. After they awoke, they were briefed of the situation and began working with controllers to patch the leak. President Trump took to Twitter today and said the White House is a smooth-running machine, that after the latest shakeup that includes White House counsel Don McGahn leaving this fall. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Wait a second. So you're telling me that this is a campaign finance violation for paying off a couple women to keep their mouths shut? Anybody ever watch the movie, the documentary Game Change? Is it Game Change or Game Changer? I can't remember exactly. It was a documentary of the Bill Clinton campaign. Sad. Most people have never seen it. You can watch the anchor, the current anchor from ABC, George Snuffleupagus Stephanopoulos, call up women and threaten them. Women that Bill Clinton had sexually harassed, attacked, screwed around with, you can watch it right there in the movie. The ABC News anchor, George Stephanopoulos, called them up and threatened them. Remember James Carville going on TV? You drag a dollar bill through a trailer park, and you never know what you're going to come up with there. Holy, I guess there was no hashtag Me Too movement back then. So we'll compare. We'll do a Bill Clinton, Donald Trump comparison. Both obviously have impulse issues when it comes to women. Obvious. Plain as day. Bill Clinton threatens the women and has his henchmen threaten the women. Donald Trump cuts them a check. I don't know. Which way is better there? Hashtag Me Too. Let me know. Fill me in. I'm curious. Following this thing and watching this thing, I also made, and I've yet to see a single federal elections commissioner, ex-commissioner, whatever it may be, come out and say what Donald Trump did was wrong. He paid somebody off with his own money. And they're saying, well, this was used to influence an election and mess with the democratic process. One could say, one could argue, if there was a candidate that was not very attractive or out of shape, if they used their own money to get plastic surgery or inject their face with pig toxin, the Botox stuff, or get a liposuction, and they use their own money to do that, that they could be influencing the campaign. Am I right or am I wrong? You know, you talk about influencing a campaign. You want one of the greatest examples of influencing a campaign or attempts to influence a campaign? None other than CBS News. Dan Rather. CBS News. Courage. You had a guy come out and run a story, blockbuster story. I remember where I was when that story broke. I was in my car on the way to a men's pickup lacrosse game in Clearwater at the time. Remember exactly what I was doing. Fake but true documents. You had an anchor, Dan Rather, run a story and manufacture documents to make the story look better, and then after the fact call them fake but true, all in an effort to get John Kerry elected. Anybody get in trouble for that? Oh, Dan Rather. Oh, of course he had to step down. But now he's back on the job as a consultant, getting paid. They gave him some sort of award after the fact. That's influencing an election. Anyway, you know, you take a look at the economic numbers. You can say what you want about the president, okay? I think his conduct is deplorable too, okay? I do. I think it's gross. I get a lot of this Bulgarian stuff. I can't stand it either. I can't. But he's getting the job done. Last week, you had the CEO of Walmart come out and say this is the best consumer economy he's ever seen. This week, you had the CEO of Target say the same thing. You've got unemployment at all-time lows. You've got small business and business optimism at all-time highs. Bit by bit, story after story, all summer long, great economic news, great across the board. You want to change that? You think you'd get that? Hey, you never Trumpers out there. You think you'd get that with low-energy Jeb? You think you would have gotten this economy with Hillary Clinton? He was the only option, man, at the time. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go anywhere. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mill, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I was on the tail end of my vacation when I found out that NYU Medical was set to make tuition free for all medical students. Set to make tuition free for all medical students. And it put a huge smile on my face. Why? This past summer, when I went to many graduation parties, rather than give an envelope with just cash and a card, instead I put cash or check inside a book. I gave to the graduates, I Love Capitalism by Ken Langone. Ken Langone, one of my heroes, founder of Home Depot, InvaMed, he's done so much with his entire life. He's done so much to help society, always gone out of his way, always done the right thing. He was brought in, and it's a great story in the book. He was brought in. NYU Medical was falling apart. They had an ill-fated merger with Mount Sinai Hospital. There were culture issues. Their equipment wasn't up to date, but they had unbelievable doctors. And Langone, in the book, I Love Capitalism, which you should read. My mother was up this past week, and I gave it to her, and she was done with it in a couple days. She couldn't put it down. He comes in. He's not a doctor. But he comes in, and he listens, and he asks questions, and he roots for the doctors at the medical center. And they turn the thing around. He goes out, and he raises hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. They need $600 million that they put together so that the class, starting at the class of 2022, medical school will cost nothing. Well, I think they should charge one thing. I do. I think there's something that they should do as a part of going to NYU, and the tuition is taken care of. I think each and every one of those medical school students should have to read Ken Langone's book. Read his autobiography. Read I Love Capitalism. And write an essay on it. In this day and age where socialism is all the rage, socialism is the answer when it's never the answer. This book lays out what capitalism can do, doing the right thing can do, looking out for your fellow man, what it can do. And again, I'm giving a shout out to the book here on the program. Read it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you.
To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. Again, this is an issue facing this country that we're not dealing with. And I'm going to be honest. I don't think the president right now is doing that great of a job dealing with this either. Now, I didn't like it. He did his interview this past week with Ainsley Earhart on Fox News, and he was making excuses. He was making excuses when it comes to immigration, saying we've got really bad laws. I know we do. I know we have bad laws. But you're not going out and you're not getting done and you're not doing what is necessary. I don't care if you have to use executive order. Do what needs to be done. We do have some laws on the books that we just don't enforce. Past week, we learned that Molly Tibbetts, girl's been missing for about a month, is found. And there is an illegal immigrant who has been detained, who they're saying killed Molly Tibbetts. It just so happens that this illegal immigrant, newspapers, they don't call them illegal immigrants anymore. They call them undocumented workers. This Christian Rivera, he worked at a farm in Iowa. Worked at a farm in Iowa, and the owner of the farm, the owner of the farm's brother said that he worked at the farm for 4 years. 4 years. And he also said that he put him through the E-Verify system as well. Now, I saw that and I started scratching my head. I said, whoa. Okay. It's either one of two things. Either he's lying about putting him through the E-Verify system, or the E-Verify system is a disaster. The data is not up to date. It's a mess. And again, that wouldn't surprise me either because it's a government database. As it turns out, he wasn't put through the E-Verify system, and he got the job with a fake ID. Give me a break. A fake ID? Well, maybe you people out there that are hiring workers, maybe you should hire bouncers. Like the ones that work at bars to check IDs, because they most certainly can do a much better job than you are. Who are you trying to kid? You've been paying money into the Social Security system for some person that doesn't exist, and you haven't gotten a letter from the Social Security system. They haven't been able to track this back 4 years. Go sell crazy somewhere else, man. You're lying. You want to fix the immigration problem here in this country. And I know whenever I talk about this, I get people angry. I'm a business owner and I don't want to be held liable. And I don't think I should, be fined if I hire illegal. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Hey, listen, if you own a bar, you own a restaurant. You have people come into your restaurant, your bar that are underage, and you serve them alcohol, guess what? You're liable. You're liable. Hey, you're liable if someone comes into your establishment and is legal and drinks too much and then leaves and gets into an accident. You'll be liable for that too. You own a convenience store and you sell cigarettes to somebody who's underage. You in trouble? You manufacture a product that is faulty, that gets somebody hurt. Are you liable? You mean to tell me we can't have a system in place where you punch in an individual's name and you can find out whether or not they are legal to work in the United States? Of course we can. It's simple. It's simple. It's not difficult at all. I could pull this thing off in a few weeks. In a few weeks. Damn database, for crying out loud. Give me a break. But we're not going to do that, are we? Because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and big business and agribusiness, they want their cheap labor. Oh, yeah, yeah. The owner of this farm is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. They want their cheap labor. Republicans are funny. I'm not Republican. They're funny. They want it both ways. They want it both ways. They want to yell and scream about illegals, but then there's the other faction too that, hey, I don't want to do anything to keep me here because I want that cheap labor here for my business. Come on, people. Okay, open your eyes. Open your eyes to the hypocrisy. I am all for legal immigration. In fact, I made the suggestion this past week. You're watching this god-awful humanitarian disaster that's taking place in Venezuela. Many of these people, well-educated, engineers, business owners, doctors, living in refugee camps now. I'd say, hey, you know, let's see who wants to move here to the United States. We've got all of these accomplished people that can do all these various different jobs. That sounds great. Let's start bringing them in. No. I'm not against immigration. I'm against illegal immigration. But until you get people in power that actually give a damn and don't give you lip service, well, things aren't going to change. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. I've never seen it, but I found this love. I'm going to feed it. You better believe I'm going to treat it better than anything.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, a memorial service was held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Former Vice President Joe Biden was among the men who spoke.
While others will miss his leadership and his passion, even his stubbornness, you're going to miss that hand on your shoulder. The family, you're going to miss the man, the faithful man, as he was, who you would know would literally, not figuratively, give his life for you.
Talks between Canada and the United States over renegotiating a NAFTA trade agreement are going down to the wire as Washington pushes for a deal by Friday. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, on the trade talks.
Our officials did some work. They prepared some issues for me and Ambassador Lighthizer to take some decisions. And we're about to go in, continue negotiating, and do precisely that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge